Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Carmen Gaskin. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, November 6th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday, Kat Abakazale, a candidate for Illinois' 9th Congressional District, spoke about her campaign to Northwestern students at the Siegel Visitor Center. Abakazale garnered national headlines on October 29th when she was federally indicted for actions at a protest near an ICE facility in Broadview, Illinois. Her campaign is framed as a continuation of past efforts to fight back against rightist politicians. The District 65 Board is debating on which schools to close as part of its structural deficit reduction plan to balance its budget through 2030. The plan seeks $10 to $15 million in new revenue outside of closures. The board narrowed down to the potential closure of two out of the three schools: Kingsley Elementary School, Willard Elementary, and Lincolnwood Elementary. A vote date of November 17th has been set to determine which scenario to proceed with. State lawmakers passed a $1.5 billion funding package late last week to avoid massive service cuts and layoffs at the CTA, Metra, and PACE. This bill, dubbed the Northern Illinois Transit Authority Act, is expected to provide $860 million per year to support public transit operation and redirect tax revenue on motor fuel purchases. The bill has an effective date of June 1, 2026. Storms in the Midwest and South could release deadly floods and strong tornadoes within the coming days, forecasters predict. Thunderstorms with multiple rounds of heavy rain are expected in parts of Texas and the Ohio and Mississippi Valley. Flash floods are capable of sweeping cars away. The ongoing government shutdown has entered its 36th full day yesterday, officially making it the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. It takes the title from the most recent shutdown, which stretched from December 2018 to January 2019, during the first Trump administration. 60 votes are needed to pass a spending bill in the Senate. Yesterday, Japan deployed troops to help contain a surge of bear attacks that have terrorized residents in a mountainous region in the northern province of Akita. Deadly encounters with brown and Asiatic bears have been reported near schools, train stations, and supermarkets. Defense Minister Shinjiro Koizumi believes the bear mission will secure people's lives. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Carmen Gaskin. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Daily Cat.